This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
It's a great, again, to be bringing you SatMag. Macca is on leave today, so it's Fiona, Paul and I will lead the show. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne, and in fact, around the world, streaming online at joy.org.au, on the Joy app and available via podcast, this is Saturday Magazine, the longest-running current affairs show on Joy 94.9. Not Joy FM. Joy 94.9. We proudly bring you progressive interview, opinion, news and current affairs. We, of course, always welcome your feedback from you, our listeners. Shoot us a text or shoot us an email. This is progressive independent current affairs from a queer perspective. It is radio made by us, for us. I'm Tass, and my co-host this morning is Fiona. We also have Paul, who's multitasking on the panel, and Gordon, who's getting ready to create our podcasts. Now, let's just get on with it. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Tass.
Good to have you on the airwaves.
I'm very excited to be on the airwaves too.
I hope Mac is okay.
I know, I haven't actually asked this morning, but I think he'll probably be fine, resting up.
Neither have I. I was too busy sort of, preparing or boning up for the show this morning. but I would like to say something. As Macca would always say, can I please ask every single one of us out there this weekend to reach out to our friends and family and check on how they are. Obviously, you can't visit them, but you can Zoom, and we can call them. We're all in this together.
Absolutely.
And I think it's important to say that because today, Victoria recorded the highest number of COVID cases. That's people who have been infected with COVID ever. 847 people today have been infected. So the message out there to you is be kind, be safe. And stay well.
Take care of yourself and others.
I just got a message from Macca, so he's clearly listening in. He said, thank you, it's not Joy FM. Macca will look forward to your critique. Keep it flowing.
I get the feeling that Macca's going to be listening to every single minute this morning and giving us some real-time feedback. What's your week been like?
Oh, God.
Well, I just think...
Kooky.
Sometimes I feel like we're living in an Armageddon.
Up, down. Yeah. Like moments of like terrible sadness, moments of just anxiety. And then the next minute I'm like, okay, Pilates. Time for Pilates. It's just a very... it's very psychotic, it feels, up and down.
It's a bit of a weird one. Tass, how did you find this week for you? Because there was clearly a lot going on this week.
Look, I think the word that I'm going to use is languish. I feel like I'm languishing along sometimes. I'm not depressed and I'm not sort of low, but sometimes I just feel like we're just sort of languishing along.
I tell you though, that earthquake really gave me a kick.
Full on, wasn't it?
I was actually standing up afterwards on full alert and probably felt more alive and excited than I had in weeks.
Paul, did I accidentally delete a...
You did. And,
yes, I know. Somebody's just sent us a text. Please resend it. I'm not quite sure what I did with it. I've got sort of fat fingers this morning on text. Our show today, Fiona,
okay,
who have we got
yes.
on?
Yes, so we do have an action-packed show, as we know. So we're starting off with Paul Zara, the CEO of the Australian Retailers Association. We're going to talk about retail, the reopening of retail and COVID, and what kind of consultations are going on around checking vaccinations and the like. Then after Paul, we will be speaking to MP for McNamara,
Our local MP,
Josh Burns, and we're going to talk about a series of federal-related issues, but, I mean, goodness knows where that will go.
Yes.
Net zero 2050, et cetera. And then we have Dr. Joss Roos, who's a senior research fellow at the Deakin University, who will discuss how anti-vaxxers, conspiracy theorists and the right have all come together under COVID. So that's obviously extremely topical, and he will give us a rundown on the many different elements of that are combining and creating the protests, riots, and the international perspective on that.
I think that's a nice follow-up to the interview that we had last week on conspiracy theories.
Mm. And there'll be many more. I mean, there's a lot of interesting conversations going on around how this is all coming together.
And I think the way we commenced that interview last week was that we actually asked our guest to tell us and share with us her favourite conspiracy theory. Mm. So maybe that should be a sort of call
Dr.
to
Meg
action
Elkin.
This morning.
Yeah,
let us know what your favourite conspiracy theory is. Just shoot us a text or an email. Mm. We'd love to know.
I think one of my favourites is the man on the moon.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I
got a funny call the other day after the earthquake. And the message was, put two and two together. Can't you see what's happening?
Tass, I'm so...
The government made this happen. Can't you see what's happening?
They really believe the memes on Facebook are real.
Oh, I don't know what they believe.
We're
getting some messages from Macca, which we can't read, obviously. go on, Fiona, sorry.
And then we have some exciting new people in new roles on the show today. So Todd Fernando is the new Commissioner for LGBTIQ plus, A plus communities, and he's going to tell us more about his role. He will take over from Ro Allen.
Yeah, well, he has. He's been acting in that role now for some time.
So that'll be wonderful. It's after the news at 11. And then one of our favourite regular guests.
The gorgeous Nevena Spirovska.
And Nevena is the co-convener of the Victorian Pride Lobby. And there is many things to discuss. There's three bills in Parliament at the moment, all of which have an effect for us in the LGBTIQ community. And also they have a new campaign called It Takes More. She'll tell us more about that.
I'm looking forward to that.
And then 11:30, and Charles Hammersler is the new chair of Minus 18. So we will be very interested to hear about his thoughts on his new role and what he would like to see for the organisation. Also, Minus 18 are on the hunt for new board members, so we're going to find out more about what they're looking for as in their board. And finally, the marvellous Catherine Barrett, the founder and director of Celebrate Ageing, the Kindness Epidemic and the Museum of Love at the end of the show to give us some great inspiration, we hope.
It should be fun. Fiona, we have a joke.
Oh, we do.
PJ or 288 sent us a joke saying, "Hey, Sat Mag, what do you call a belt with a clock on it?"
It's a waste of time.
Yes, that did put a smile on my face. I thought that was very cute. Thank you very much. And a lovely welcome to you, Fiona, from 317. Lovely to hear from you.
Thank you, 317.
317 actually has a conspiracy theory. They say it's about protesters. They are aliens from another planet who have no intelligence. Ooh, I think you're being a little bit harsh. There's another one from 555, Fiona.
Yes, it's not a man on the moon, it's a rabbit. And that's where the Easter rabbit lives. And you can't change my mind about that. Thank you, 555. Also, your favorite meme on Facebook was a picture of Dan Andrews saying, get vaccinated or I'll shake you again. Oh, that's from Jason in Heidelberg. Actually, one of my favorite memes was Dan Andreas Fault.
Dan Andreas Fault. Okay, now you realize that today is grand final day.
Yes. I'm super excited, actually, and I don't even really watch the footy.
But there's not much of a sort of city spirit this year.
No, well, of course.
Is that because two famous teams are interstate?
Well, because people are going to be celebrating, but in such a quiet way, and you can't, you know, just rock up at someone else's house and break out the party pies.
Mm. So, Bulldogs or Melbourne, who are you barracking for?
Look, I love both teams. For someone who doesn't love football,
you can only have one.
Look, I am actually going for the D's.
Paul?
Melbourne's got to be Melbourne because they've got such a long wait to get back up to that top spot. So always go for the underdog. Tass, as you know, that's a Melburnian thing to do.
Well, they're the overdog at this case.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're tipped to win.
Ah, I thought it was the...
Well, as everybody knows, I have absolutely no interest in football, but I am going to back Footscray or the Bulldogs, because I was born in Footscray.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.